This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. A series of powerful earthquakes has left at least 4 dozen people dead in western Japan. The AP's Karen Chalmers reports.
The tremors include aftershocks from a 7.6 quake that slammed the area a day earlier. At least 2 dozen people have been confirmed dead in Japan's Ishikawa Prefecture, with damage to homes so great that authorities could not make an immediate assessment. At a news conference, Japan's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, said, "I have received reports that very large-scale damage has been confirmed so far, including numerous human casualties, building collapses and fires. One resident of Ishikawa Prefecture, Miki Kobayashi, whose home was badly damaged from the quake, told the AP, "The wall has collapsed and you can see through to the next room. I don't think we can live here anymore." Water, power and cell phone service were still down in some areas. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Chinese exchange student reported missing in the U.S. state of Utah has been found in what authorities say was an apparent cyber kidnapping. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 17-year-old, who was staying in Riverdale, about 30 miles from Salt Lake City, was reported missing Friday. But on Sunday, he was found safe in a tent 25 miles away. Police say he was convinced his family in China was threatened and that he needed to isolate himself. It's unclear how he received this information or why he was isolating himself. Meanwhile, his family had received a ransom note and photo of him that made it appear he'd been abducted and was in danger. The family paid the $80,000 ransom before he was found. I'm Julie Walker.
Only 15% of Israelis want Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stay in office after the war, according to a poll published on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Russia fired scores of missiles and drones at the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and the northeastern city of Kharkiv on Tuesday, killing at least 5 civilians, wounding dozens, and causing widespread damage, officials said. The third successive day of airstrikes on Ukraine followed a warning by President Vladimir Putin on Monday that a Ukrainian air attack on the Russian city of Belgorod, which Moscow said had killed 25 civilians, would not go unpunished. South Korea's opposition Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung was stabbed in the neck at an event in the southern city of Busan on Tuesday. His injury was not life-threatening, according to officials. Reuters' Sayakir Jasny reports.
Lee was airlifted to the Busan National University Hospital for treatment before transferring to Seoul. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has condemned the attack, saying, quote, "This type of violence must never be tolerated under any circumstances." Lee leads the main opposition party and narrowly lost the 2022 presidential election. He is currently on trial for alleged bribery stemming from a development project when he was mayor of Seongnam near Seoul. He has denied any wrongdoing. South Korea has a history of political violence despite strict restrictions on gun possession. There is police presence at major events, but political leaders are not normally under close security protection.
Ahead of general elections in Bangladesh this weekend, the main opposition party says millions of its members are on the run amid a government crackdown on dissent, even though none of them are on the ballot. Reuters' Diane To reports.
Bangladesh Nationalist Party official Abdul Moyin Khan told Reuters he hid out in different people's homes until nominations closed. Khan's party is boycotting the vote over Hasina's refusal to cede power to a caretaker government to run the poll. Hasina and her Awami League have repeatedly condemned the BNP as troublemakers out to ruin the elections. They also rebuffed reports by rights groups, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, that said the government was trying to subdue the opposition. According to Afroza Abbas, head of the BNP Women's Wing, about 100 female members have been arrested over the past 4 to 6 weeks.
Hong Kong tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai pleaded not guilty on Tuesday in a landmark trial where he is accused of endangering China's national security. Lai is a leading critic of the Chinese Communist Party. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.